I love you.
Welcome back, Couch Potatoes. Happy 420, all of our lovely fried potatoes.
Oh,
plenty
yeah.
of room here on the couch.
Crispy.
Yeah, come on up. Lay down, get some chilling. You know, I'm sure you're going to need it on. I don't know if this is going to be released on 420, but when it happens, I'm sure you'll need it. You'll need the relaxation. You'll need the comfort that we can bring you. I am the Green Traveler from Gorsh,
and I am the Faceless Leo. And this is a podcast about movies and weed and TV, and it's about today. It's about Cheech and Chong. Welcome back. Welcome back to our annual Cheech and Chong playlist.
Oh, crap. Now I actually have to cough. I actually hurt my throat doing that.
So, yeah, we're here to talk about the sequel to Cheech and Chong the movie. No,
Up in Smoke.
Up in Smoke. Yeah. It didn't even have.
Yeah, go ahead. We've already done that one. Go all the way back a year. You guys will find it. You'll find our review of Up in Smoke.
Yeah.
And you can enjoy that at your leisure.
Mm-hmm.
But we're moving on to their next movie.
Cheech and Chong's next movie.
Really just had no creativity with this one.
Absolutely true. Because... not only is it a sequel to the movie, but they are not playing the same characters. So they decided to stop being Pedro and Anthony. I know that's not their entire names. I know Chong's name was Anthony Manstoner. And is Pedro something? I don't quite recall.
Pedro de Pacas.
Pedro de Pacas. Anyway, they're Cheech Marin and Tommy Chong, or at least Cheech and Chong.
Well, see, I honestly don't know if this is actually a direct sequel. Like,
it's the next movie.
Their characters are just themselves. Yeah, but that's just Cheech and Chong's next movie. You know, they just didn't care.
That's fair. And, you know...
their characters are just the exact same.
They are the same, and they're still living with each other. They just decided to not play these alts and just play themselves, which they were already doing.
Oh, that's so stupid.
So usually we do, God,
I love it.
A synopsis, a quick thing, and you know we will. But
I can do it. I got this on lockdown. Okay. I know what happened.
All right.
This whole movie is chaos, but the general through line is that, and we'll divulge a little more later on, but the general point of it is that Cheech, that's played by Cheech Marin.
Right.
Cheech, he has a date set up with this lady named Donna, played by Evelyn Guerrero, and he wants his roommate, Tommy Chong, to get the fuck out of the house.
That's right.
So, you know, he can get lucky and have a good night.
Yep.
So he's just like, okay, I'll get Tommy out of the house. His cousin, Cheech's cousin, Red, also played by Cheech Marin.
And I do want to say that there is a bit of a caveat to cousin. It's his kind of cousin.
It's my kind of cousin. Yeah. Yeah. It's his kind of cousin. And Red, again, it's literally just Cheech Marin playing like an American, like a fake American accent kind of thing. It's hilarious. It's good stuff.
His cousin needs a ride from the... I don't know, a desert hippie or something. I don't know what's going on.
Oh my gosh. 20 years, that's going to be a non-PC what you just said there.
Probably.
You can't call them desert hippies anymore.
You can't call them desert hippies. They're the lizard people. God.
Oh my god. But no, Red's stuck at a hotel. That's the problem.
Right.
Cheech's kind of the cousin. Red is stuck at a hotel. He needs Cheech's help. Cheech needs to get laid, so he sends Tommy Chong to go help his cousin out. Man. Yes, yeah. I mean, he can rely on Tommy. He knows this very much. Mm-hmm. And so the gist of the movie is Chong and Red going out on a crazy night where there's a lot of weed. There's a lot of women. There's cops. There's fireworks. Like it's a chaotic night that ends with an alien abduction.
That's right. They get abducted by aliens.
Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly. Meanwhile, Cheech is stuck at home, falling asleep and missing his date because he's a loser.
Yep.
And that's about it.
He also has some fucked up dreams. Can we just jump right into his fucked up dreams?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you remember them? Because I don't.
Okay, well, the one I remember, he is, like, in this, like, faux native dress, right? Almost ritualistically going up to this altar where this beautiful woman is laying down. Maybe it's the person playing Donna, I'm not sure.
But I think so, yeah.
When he gets there and, like, I think he even sacrifices her. Then he's like looking at her like, well, maybe.
Oh, yes, I remember. Yeah, they are the most fucked up people in this movie.
Yeah, they do some like, fucked up shit. Like, yeah, he starts.
Okay, and
to be fair, that was his dream.
Subconscious and whatever, but somebody wrote it down. Subconsciously,
he's a rapist. Yeah. Or a necrophiliac, yes, I guess.
Yes, right? Yeah. So, he starts going at it. And
but even in...
He starts... No, I say going at it, but he didn't get that far. He starts to proceed, and then he hears, like, a voice or something. I think it's knocking at the door. No, it's Donna literally calling his name in real life, trying to get him to come to the door.
Well, he tells her to go away or something in the dream.
That's right.
Because it turns into a nightmare while he's yelling at her in the dream and in real life. He's sleep talking.
Uh-huh.
She, through the door, hears him just, you know, completely telling her to get the fuck out of here. And so in his sleep, he ruins his own date, which is hilarious.
Yes.
But I remembered also, there's a lot about this movie. Mm-hmm. I certainly don't know why it's hard to remember, but there is stuff that, you know, when you're watching this movie, it can be hard to remember at times.
Well, you guys understand they use plot so loosely. Sometimes that makes it hard.
But I did remember there is a moment when Cheech is awake that he also, against her will...
Blurred lines.
You know, basically.
Yes.
Yeah, blurred lines. Yeah. And it's when he goes to visit her at her workplace, and him and Chong is with him, of course, because they do everything together.
Yeah.
And Chong sits down outside with Michael Winslow from the Police Academy, who makes hilarious sound effects.
Yeah.
Yeah, all to cover up Cheech's what's the word I'm looking for? Unsolicited, non-consensual.
Yeah, but
coercing.
Coerced is a good term. Like it wasn't cool. Like by today's ethical standards, it wasn't cool. But like,
especially because she's at her job,
at her workplace, and it says that he. Like this being on Wikipedia says something like he successfully seduces her despite her reservations or something like that. And it's
something like that.
That means no. That's what you tried to say.
Exactly.
And she said no. Oh, objections. It even just straight up says objections.
Objections.
Yeah. And that's Jeez. That's what it was. Yeah. But then like he like you know. He gets her to go along with it, and she apparently has a good time because even though she got probably fired, she still ends up trying to go to his house to have a date. So, I mean, I don't know. It's not cool.
Yeah, there's something there. No.
It's not cool, but like at a certain extent, the you know, she's made a choice, I guess.
Oh, no, no. Oh, my gosh.
I just mean by going and continuing the relationship.
I understand.
Yeah.
I know where you're coming from.
Yeah. It's not
She's bringing it on herself.
It's the way she dresses, really.
Oh, that's awful.
No, that's
fine. If you agree with what we say here at Green and Faceless on the Couch, go down to patreon.com/greenandfaceless.
Please know that we are hashtag being sarcasm. Facetious.
Please. Yes, yes. Whoa, no. We're canceled like fuck.
So fast.
Just like Chommy Chong should also be, because he is not a good man either.
Right.
You know, because one of the main... I don't remember who their neighbor is. Who plays their neighbor?
Oh, that's a good question.
Maybe it's Mr. Neatnik?
I think it's Mr. Neatnik.
That would make some kind of sense.
Yeah.
I guess. Cy Kramer, Mr. Neatnik, maybe. Just the guy who lives next door to them. They ruin his fucking life on a daily basis. Yeah. And, like, Tommy Chong hates him so much that he goes home and... He has a motorcycle inside with the muffler hooked up to the outside so that he can rev his motorcycle and play super loud fucking music. And the muffler is like pointed right at the guy's garden. So it's just like destroying his plants. And it's just like, because they hate this guy. So they just ruin his fucking life constantly. And then they like destroy his house at the end too. Oh yeah, because they get space coke.
Yeah, from the aliens, exactly.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you're right. Coke. It is Mr. Neatnik. But yeah, they do ruin sense. This guy's
He's
life.
Like that.
But he is definitely I think is why dick. It especially worked at the time is he is like everything that counterculture is against. So it made
sense. And I'm against him too.
Time.
He's definitely the Squidward here, even though I found myself being the Squidward in many situations.
But I relate
still,
to
he's
Squidward.
He's definitely that.
I play.
I do too. Yeah. The more I get older, the more I find out I'm Squidward. Even if I want to be SpongeBob, I'm just not.
I think I've always been Patrick. I don't know.
That's fair. You do have that the voice actors like build too. Like
I don't know what that means.
It's a compliment, really, but I guess it does come across kind of insulty. But like you know the voice actor for Patrick, right? Have you seen him?
Oh yeah, I do know who you're talking about, yeah.
I don't even know the guy's name.
I get what
though.
You're saying. Yeah, I am kind of built like him. Isn't he
Patrick Star Fishnets? Why is that the first thing that pops up for me?
But isn't he also
Bill Fagerbach?
Yeah, isn't he also Jason Segel's dad in
How I Met Your Mother?
How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
You said he is like, isn't he Jason Segel's dad? And I was just like,
I don't remember
no.
that character's
like,
name.
No, I understand. I know where you're coming from now. Marshall.
Marshall. Thank you.
Yeah. Sorry. I love that show.
It's a good show.
But no, yeah, you said that. And I was just like, what? I didn't know he was his dad. And I was like, oh, yeah, in the show, he was his dad. That's right. Like, I don't know why. It's not because of the holiday or anything, but you know, I'm a little slow on the draw today. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, yeah, you worked today. I didn't. So.
I worked. That's right. I'm tired from work. That's what it is.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
I actually managed to get out in my yard and do some work.
Like, oh, hell
it's
yeah.
been raining. All the time.
Yeah, they finally mowed my grass here at the apartments. I'm so happy. It was like a foot and a half high. It was thick stuff. Zelda was going out to a jungle every time we went walking.
The onion grass, the wild onions anyways, they were at least like a foot and a half long. Anyhow,
I used to smoke
my
fake cigarettes of wild lettuce and catnip.
Yeah, those are really good, actually. I bought them for a while, too.
I used to smoke those when I was trying to quit smoking
green...
certain other stuffs.
Yeah.
Not cigarettes. My mom listens to this. I never smoked cigarettes.
Never.
Never. Just herbal cigarettes of wild lettuce and catnip.
They had a green butterfly on the package, but I don't remember what they were called.
I was walking down campus one day and the cops stopped me because they thought I was smoking weed, and then I had to guide them to the frickin' cigar shop.
Really?
And be like, no, this is where I buy this.
The pack
stuff.
Wasn't enough? Like,
no, I showed them the pack and they were just like, I still think this is, you're just putting, you know, joints in the box. I'm like, you can literally go down to the cigar shop and buy your own fucking pack and find out for yourself, sir. Yeah. It's not weed.
Yeah. Yeah. They were good, though. To be honest, like, they did give you just a slight bit of a buzz. Not
because we're
obviously
part cat.
Yeah, because we're part cat. That's exactly it. They
right? Are we,
you know, I just watched
somewhere along the line the ape mated with the cat.
That's right.
That became human.
And that's why we have the beards and the hair and no hair anywhere else. Just like a cat.
and our tails. Don't forget our tails.
Yeah, don't forget our tail. We are talking about this movie, but I do have another thing that is this movie adjacent, and that's about cannabis. I just watched this PBS thing on YouTube that talked about the origins of cannabis, and apparently because of, you know, genome sequencing and whatever, a recent study was able to show that the earliest sign of cultivated, domesticated cannabis was in China. And it was before...
It all goes back to China.
It also... Examples that they found go back before staples like wheat and corn and potatoes.
So, oh, gotcha. I thought you were going to say they go back before staples showed up in China.
Yeah.
Like the store staples.
Yeah, like before they had office management, they had weed.
That just sounds accurate for the human race.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
It's just like the first cavemen in China were just like, I don't know, maybe they weren't cavemen in China, but like the you know, the first Neanderthal-like creatures were probably just like, bet I could smoke this grass. Smells kind of nice when I put it on the fire.
Yeah, actually, that's the thing. Like, they started off the whole show with an anecdote about how there was an ancient ritual then to burn cannabis in a closed room for a funeral. So they hotboxed for the funerals.
Hell yeah.
And yeah,
dude, I kind of want that.
Yeah, my wife was like, hey, if I go first, you should do that.
Oh my God. I mean, I kind of do want, I mean, it would be kind of traumatizing for you all, but I kind of do want, like, my closest, most personal friends to just, like, weekend at Bernie's with me.
Oh my God.
Like, and, like, I just feel like that would be so much fun, though. Just take me on one last, like, adventure. Get hot box in a closed room
with a corpse.
Have a specific room. Yeah. Oh, I want to share. My lungs aren't doing anything else. You might as well fill them up, right?
Oh my God. Oh, I forgot. Gortians have that second brain that takes a long time to die, don't they?
Yeah. It's in our dicks.
That's Cheech and Chong's
all
next
Gorshans
movie.
Have dicks too.
All Gorshans do. That's a fact. Yes, I have
males,
seen,
females. We are all. Yeah.
I have seen.
I mean, we
the
don't
example.
Even really have a. Yeah.
I guess only one example, but
was it on Pornhub?
No, it was you.
I've heard it's I'm a just new. Saying. It's a new trend. Like, I don't remember what it's called. I'm gonna say something, but it's just like, I don't know, huh?
Are you talking about, let's talk about a movie. Cheech and Chong's next movie, I think, honestly, you know, the reason why we went on such severe tangents is because there's honestly just not that much to talk about.
No, we're emulating the precise.
That's right.
Like we're paralleling the plot.
Yes.
Yeah, we're doing exactly what the plot did. it's just chaos.
It was.
It's just pure chaos.
And you know what? If I'm going to go ahead and go into a closing statement.
Well, we need to talk about Paul Reubens.
Oh, you're right. Paul Reubens is in the show.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Pee-wee Herman.
Pee-wee Herman makes an appearance in this stoner movie, which, you know, really just shows you who was watching Pee-wee Herman.
Yeah, masturbators.
Yeah.
Take that however you want to take that.
Yes. So, anyhow, Pee-wee, I guess, is the desk clerk at the hotel and is like
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I think so. I didn't really notice that it was them until their later part in the movie. So they're like,
I announced it.
Huh?
When we were watching. I don't remember what character he was playing earlier in the movie. I think it was the hotel clerk. Right, I remember when he showed up, I was just like, Paul Reubens.
Oh, well, then, like, you know,
your wife at least.
You didn't say
like, oh.
Pee Wee Herman, okay?
I thought everybody knew what his name was.
I didn't know. It's just not as recognizable as Pee Wee Herman.
But you said okay at the time.
Okay, I'm sorry. Anyhow, the first part is him not allowing Red to have his luggage, which includes like $2,000 worth of weed or something like that.
Yeah, that's a shit. Yeah, yeah. It's ridiculous.
So part of the plot is Red and Chong breaking into the hotel and stealing that. And then Paul Reubens actually gets arrested, even though he's the one who called the cops.
Exactly.
Later, though, he is trying to do some stand-up, and Red and Chong are just like fucking haggling. Like, what's the fucking word? It's not haggling.
Heckling.
Heckling, thank you. They're just heckling the crap out of him, and he's like, it's not that easy! Why don't you come up here, Dad? And Red is like, oh, okay. And
he tells the dumbest joke.
He does.
It's a joke that my dad loves, and I just can't. How'd it go? It's the bull joke. Because it was there's a cowboy out in the, you know, out looking or out sitting next to a bull, and he's smoking his pipe. And a man walks up to the cowboy and says, "Hey, man, do you know what time it is?" And the cowboy looks over at the bull, reaches out, grabs the bull's testicles, and lifts them up. Then he drops them back down. And says 2:00, and the guy says, "Whoa, you know the time of day just by looking at, or just by, you know, hoisting a cow's balls?" Yeah. And he's just like, "Nope." And he lifts the cow's testicles again. Clock's over there. It's just the dumbest joke.
It's not even
but
funny.
Kills. It kills at the comedy place.
Yes. Yes, it does.
Oh, my God.
All right. Is there anybody else we need to talk about? Did we say that Donna was played by Evelyn Guerrero?
Maybe. It's in there somewhere if we did.
I think that's really the only other ones that matter. I don't. Yeah. Yeah, I don't
know. Yeah.
They go
closing
to a brothel.
Statements.
Yeah, they go to a brothel they meet a guy who likes to be a chicken. And then they meet his wife.
They also go to a marijuana farm and set off some fireworks.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's when they get abducted by the aliens and then things become animated.
Yeah, they do.
It's
they
a crazy
do
movie,
animated.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah. My closing statement on it is, it's crazy. It's you're walking in expecting what you're going to expect. I would assume, not to say that we were, but I would assume most people are walking into the Cheech and Chong movie with weed in their hands and you know, hoping to have less oxygen go to their brains soon.
Right.
And to each their own. That's fucking fabulous for you. And if you were to do that while watching this movie, it doesn't make it that much more entertaining, but it's still a very hilarious film in its own right. So I give it two and a half out of five stars. It doesn't make it more confusing either,
because if you were to watch sober, I think you'd be quite confused.
Yeah, because it literally is just chaos. There's no actual nothing.
For real. Did you rate it?
Two and a half out of five.
Right down the middle. I did enjoy watching it. It's stupid. It has things that wouldn't make it into a movie nowadays, that's for sure.
Very misogynistic.
Yes, definitely. But it is very funny. Yeah, it gets a full face. That's all I'll say about it, I guess.
Yeah, there you go.
I think I gave Up in Smoke a full face too, and we'll see if one of these surprises us as the years go by.
Yeah, there's going to be the Infinity War somewhere mixed in there. Sure of it.
Yeah. As far as I am concerned, though, this may very well be the last episode of Green of Faces on the Couch, because we got canceled halfway through the episode.
I don't know what you're on about. I don't even remember what we did.
But I'm sorry.
Yeah, we apologize for it. We severely apologize. We donated money to numerous charities
that were both affected relevant and unrelevant to what exactly. We did wrong. Yes.
And pay your taxes, everybody.
Yes. you're past due at this point. But start contributing for your next year. Make sure you get that extension going if you have it.
And don't forget your nest egg. Give some comfort to your nest egg.
Yeah.
And while you're at it, go ahead and give some comfort to patreon.com/greenandfaceless.
That would be great. That's our nest egg.
If you enjoy it.
Right now, exactly. It's a bit
bleeding,
runny, and
sunny side up.
But yeah, there's some great benefits there. Like, you get to help us decide on an episode monthly. And
oh my goodness, yeah, we have a potato pick.
That's right.
And go on down to our YouTube page as well. There's just search Green and Faceless or On the Couch or Fiction Works 19 or they should all take you to the right spot, or at least get you close enough to find it and check out our other stuff. And once you get to the right page, though, check out our community page, because we got a poll up for the potato pick for next month. And
please help us.
Please troll us. See, I want the punishment. I'm excited for the punishment, and we're gonna watch it together too. It's Human Centipede sequel smash, guys. That's what's winning right now in the potato pick. If you want to ensure that it wins, go vote. I told my wife that
she's gonna have to watch it with me, because I'm not watching it alone.
And you haven't watched. And you haven't watched it
I've
yet,
I've never
huh?
watched
right?
it. No.
We can watch it together. I'm excited. I've seen it before. I've seen all three of them.
I've also seen Teeth.
I like to punish myself. That's really what it all comes down to. And I'm very excited to be punished with others, because that's my kink, and I am the green faceless of the lore.
What?
I'm the green traveler from Gorsh.
Oh. And I'm Jerry Seinfeld. See you next week. Well, that's the show. Faceless Leone, safe travels, and good night.
Green and Faceless on the Couch is a proud production of Fiction Works 19. Are you a fan of the show? Feel free to contact us at greenandfacelessfans@gmail.com or visit our Patreon page at patreon.com/greenandfaceless. Don't forget to comment, like, and subscribe, or rate us on Apple Podcasts. Thank you so much for listening.